a green cemetery project that seeks to allow the dead to, quote, return to the earth gently in harmony with the land, has been approved by Humboldt County's Planning Commission. The operations plan of Sacred Groves Incorporated, the nonprofit permit applicant, also describes green cemeteries as living sanctuaries, demonstrating, quote, a shift in how we think about death, memory, and our place in nature. A conditional use permit for the Sacred Groves Conservation Green Burial Cemetery was approved at the commission's November 6th meeting. Located on Neyland Road in the Neyland area, Sacred Groves will encompass 47 acres with a maximum burial density of 120 graves per acre. Sacred Groves Executive Director Michael Furness explained green burial's basic aspects and the standards that will be followed.
It involves interring an unembalmed body in a simple biodegradable shroud or casket. The body is placed in a relatively shallow grave, 3 or 4 feet deep, with no concrete vault or plastic liner so as to promote aerobic decomposition. So simply, no embalming, only biodegradable materials, and no concrete vault or plastic liners. So further, we've gone with the conservation burial best practices and certification process, and we are seeking that, and it is very strict standards for how we operate, extensive and rigorous best practices, and we intend to do restoration work with funds set aside for additional conservation efforts.
The cemetery site is currently used for hay production, grazing, and forestry. Those uses will continue, with some of the hay field converted to oak savanna forest. Sacred Groves will offer three burial options: forestland burial, grassland burial, and burial in the oak savanna restoration area. Furness said 492 mostly local people have, quote, signed up and are following our progress. Enthusiastic support for Sacred Groves was voiced during a public comment period. McKinleyville resident Jennifer Wheeler, a botanist and environmental scientist, described green burial as part of a natural cycle.
After the end of my lifetime, I'd like to return to the essential elements from which I was formed inside my mother's womb, as she absorbed nourishment from the soil, plants, and beasts of our planet. I don't want my last contributing act on this earth, if at all possible, to be adding to more human-caused pollution. No cremation carbon emissions, no forever garbage in or on the ground, no plastic flowers, no polyester flags. I want my children and grandchildren to come visit my final resting place in the most natural place possible, and in doing so, offer them a place to find communion, perspective, and beauty in an increasingly disordered world. In that way, I can continue to be a mother for them and play a small ecological role for soil organisms, plants, and wildlife.
Rick Littlefield, owner of Eureka Natural Foods, said green burial, quote, seems like such a natural kind of an approach to end of life with some dignity, and we don't have that choice right now. And Rebecca Stauffer, a member of Sacred Groves Board of Directors, said green burial is, quote, the cleanest, greenest, and really most beautiful way to bury our loved ones, and is, quote, so Humboldt County. The conditional use permit is necessary due to the site's zoning, but written public comments have been largely supportive. Some commissioners raised public health and safety concerns, questioning whether burials will be deep enough to prevent animal disruptions. That was discussed in this exchange between Commissioner Thomas Mulder and Furness.
I've seen bears dig up things, and I read in your report that you may bury bodies as shallow as 18 inches, so God forbid something happens and a body is dug up. What is the protocol? Because I don't believe I read that in your report.
Yeah, we will have a protocol for that. It isn't in place yet, but the probability of that is near zero. These animals didn't evolve with food being at that depth. The statutory burial requirement, that's 18 inches of soil on top of the burial. And that's plenty for a smell barrier, and there's just no incidents recorded whatsoever. And I've polled many people across the country. Does this happen? It doesn't happen.
A written staff report says there's, quote, no evidence that the project will be detrimental to public health, convenience, safety, and welfare. and a minimum burial cover depth of 18 inches was ultimately deemed to be adequate. Commissioner's approval of the permit was unanimous. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.